This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, good to have you along on this podcast. And we've watched this young man grow in his career. I'm talking about Vish, the singer-songwriter who's just released a brand new song called Caged. And boy, how his voice and how his songwriting talents have matured. Do enjoy the song and enjoy the podcast. And don't forget to join me live on the show, weeknights 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Our next guest always gets me smiling when he comes along to have a chat with me. It's great to welcome into the studios once again, singer-songwriter, great musician, character, kind of model as well. Vish, how are you, Vish?
Hi, Mark. It's so good to be back. Thank you so much for having us again.
It's a pleasure. Loving the glasses.
Thank you.
Yeah, the hair was it's a different color than
it's
last time.
It's definitely different. It used to be green when I last saw you.
No, it was. Now, maybe you can do the introductions. You brought along two other guests who are working very, very closely with you on your music and on your image and everything. So maybe you can introduce
I would,
brought
I would,
along.
For sure. So since I last saw you, things have been kind of going upwards for me. I'm really blessed, to be honest. So there is an amazing, amazing label in Abu Dhabi called Barco Studios.
Yeah.
So in September, they signed me as one of their label artists.
Wow.
So it happened in September, and since then we've been just producing a lot of music. We just put out a new song with a music video, which we'll talk about in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And from Barco Studios, we have Shiva. She's the creative director of Barco Studios, and she pretty much does everything there. So we are really happy to have her here today.
Yeah,
and
Shiva, great to see you. I know I'd seen you before. You have been in here with another artist.
Yes.
What made you want to sign Vish? What was the inspiration that you wanted to really sign this guy?
I mean, just hearing him sing, first of all.
Yeah.
His energy on stage is incredible. And he's so down to earth on top of it all. You know, he's an uplifting personality.
No ego.
Exactly, really. Yeah. All this wonderful energy and really very little ego. So working with him has been so easy. And, you know, even when we have tough days at work, just talking to Vish is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Gets all worked up. And he's just a very talented singer.
Yeah.
Great songwriter.
I'm loving this new song. Has that all been produced by you guys up there at Barco?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vish, how about you tell them a little bit about your...
I will. And also we have Manem.
Hey, Manem.
Hello.
How are you?
So he was my manager /content creator since I've started my music career in Dubai.
Yeah.
And he's still sticking around and he's still doing like his magic all over whatever we are doing, whatever we are producing. So he's the one who's done the music video as well for this track.
Okay.
And he's done an incredible, incredible job with that.
Tell me about shooting this music video.
Yeah, so... pretty much all the visuals what you see on the cage, I have done it with few of my other friends.
Yeah.
I just, like, we were sitting and having a chat with Vish, and Vish was like, I have a music video coming up. Do you want to produce it? And, like, mm-hmm. Do you want to make the visuals? And I was like, can I hear it? And the moment I heard the audio, I was, like, blown away.
Just kind of pictures come in your head,
yeah.
And you think, and I can do that.
And at that time, like, we had, like, a very limited resources because, like, we really had to push the video out very soon. This was before we signed. Yeah, exactly. Barco came into signing Vish. So we had, like, almost a month to do everything.
Yeah.
But luckily, Vish got signed by Barco, so we had plenty of time to, like, redo some edits, try to find new perspectives to the music. And
where was
everything.
It shot?
It was shot in Dubai,
yeah.
In a very closed studio.
Right.
So whatever you see, it was like a black canvas.
Yeah.
And we had to put
hence the title, Caged.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about the song.
Oh my God, where do I start? So this is one of the most personal songs I've ever written, to be honest. So I've released three songs so far. And
last time you came, it was Polars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Polars. Polars was like a really fun song that we did. So Caged is a very personal song to my heart, to be honest. So there was a time in my life, pretty much last year, where I was going through like some really tough things. And you know, like when you are going through some really, really, really hard stuff that you can't deal with. And as a musician, I feel like that's kind of like an inspiration as well to write songs about it and kind of let it out completely.
Yeah.
So for me, Caged was that song. So everything that I was feeling inside, everything that was kind of blurring my my vision, my goals and everything, and every little struggle every single day that I was facing, I kind of put my heart into writing Cage for that. So the song is basically about a person who is completely stuck and he really wants to get out of this place and situation. Mm-hmm. So it's a really, really hard-hitting song as well.
So it was a difficult time for you, but it brought out a creative...
Absolutely.
The creative juices started flowing.
As soon as the song was written, everything was perfect. So there was literally nothing to struggle about after that.
Shiva, what did you think when you first heard this song?
It's so relatable. I mean, as he says, if someone's going through that hard time and you feel like your energy is hijacked by someone, you want to reclaim it. You want to get your sovereignty. And listening to the song just... It excites me, and I can relate to it. We had our producers from Nashville help.
Oh.
Yeah, so we sent the track over, and Roger Ryan is a Grammy-nominated person, and he helped out, and he added his magical touch to it.
So mixed in Nashville, that's rather cool, isn't it?
So that's why the song is so special as well, because when we wrote the song and we first had like the first draft, I was not even signed with Barco. When we had like the first draft ready, it was around then I got a call from Sean and Shiva, and they were like, "We want to sign you for like a good contract." And I was like, "Oh my God, this is very exciting, very exciting news." And without even like a single thought, I was like, "I am down." Because with Barco, I've seen these people work in Abu Dhabi and Dubai as well, and they have been doing incredible events. They have brilliant artists signed with them as well. Their studio is top notch. They have sources, like resources from all over the world. Mm. They have music producers like Roger Ryan. He's
contacts in Nashville.
Exactly. I mean, how could you say no to that?
I know, you couldn't.
And when we had the draft shown to Roger, he was like, "I know the song. I'm going to work my magic on it." And he did. And he did an incredible, incredible job with it.
Right. Well, we're going to hold it there. We're going to come back and we're going to hear this song, Cage. We're going to play it for all of our listeners from, once again, Vish, who's signed up with this fabulous studio, Barco, and can't wait to hear it.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station.
How exciting. The time has come to hear this fantastic song. Once again, it was produced at the Barco studio. We have Shiva, Maneem joining us. And Vish, maybe you can introduce your own song to our listeners live on air. Go on, go for it. You can be a DJ for a second.
All right, people. This song is called Cased, and my name is Vish. It's pretty much out on all the platforms, and we have a brilliant, brilliant music video out on YouTube as well, produced and shot by Maneem as well. So if you want to enjoy this with your hearts, if you're going through something, you can resonate with this song. If you're not going through something, you might listen to this song and might feel a few things, but please just have a listen and enjoy it.
Caged inside these walls.
I'll tell you what, Vish, I think you should go through a few more emotional things.
If that's Mark, what, I'm going to die.
If that's what you can write coming out of it.
Wow.
Yeah, let's find a few emotional things for him to go through, and then he'll write more great stuff like that. What was your reaction when you first heard that?
You get goosebumps.
I can imagine, you know, in the speakers in Barco Studios, that blasting out must have been amazing. Yeah?
You get goosebumps. I mean, you feel every note, and he's really singing from his heart. And
yeah.
It just goes directly into you, and you're like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I just went, wow, absolutely brilliant stuff, Vish.
Thank you so much, Mark. That means the world to
you
me.
Should be so proud of that. It really is very, very special stuff. How's it been received since it's been?
People have been loving it. We've got like really, really good reviews from people as well. Barco has done a good job. But the thing is, like, since it's Ramadan, we're not actually promoting as much as we would have loved to.
Yeah.
Because we were planning to do like a release party concert,
yeah.
Which was supposed to happen on the 9th in Abu Dhabi in Barco Studios.
Okay.
And that was the day when Dubai and Abu Dhabi decided to rain profusely.
Oh, yes, yes.
That was the day. We had like the first time, for the first time, Dubai kind of just put out like a notification where, okay, don't go out. The weather is going to be horrible.
Stay in and listen to Cage.
Exactly. Yeah. So we had to cancel out like on a really, really good event. And we thought we might just postpone it after Ramadan.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of in the middle of releasing another song in April. So
oh, wow.
We will have like a mix, kind of a release party for both of the songs and a concert with a few more bands.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a band as well together now. And
there's a lot been happening with you, hasn't there, since I last saw you?
Exactly. Since last time you saw me, I was doing everything solo. But
yeah,
now I've got like a whole band behind me and really good artists. I've got Mehdi on guitars. I've got Kyle on guitars, John on bass, Josh on drums. And we've got a few more bands who are playing with us on a regular. You already know Meta Rust.
Yes.
So they were supposed to play with us as well. There's Triton that you know.
Yeah,
of.
Yeah.
So they were also playing this event. And Stowaways from Abu Dhabi, they're really, really good band. And Shiva is a lead vocalist for them as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. You didn't tell me you were a lead singer in the band.
Just a little pastime on the side. You know how it goes.
And then there's Ashen Runway as well from
so
Abu Dhabi.
So is this event going to be happening then after Ramadan?
Yes, we have postponed the event from the 9th of March. So we are planning to put it out on the April 27th.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the works, but this is the lineup that we have had on the 9th March, so we're kind of bringing it back again.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed, everything goes well, and there is no weather to kind of mess things up this time.
Well, I mean, in terms of Barco Studio, I mean, how do you promote this now? I mean, how do you get it out to the world? Is it going back to Nashville?
Oh, I wish. We just invite them all to go and join us. Well, it's mostly done through our Instagram, and all the different bands that are performing, they also push for it. They put it on their stories, they put it on their main posts, and just networking the regular way through WhatsApp and emails. We had about, I believe, 90 people who had RSVP'd, and everyone was super excited.
Yeah.
And we waited until the last minute just to see how the weather was. And we thought, you know what? We don't want to risk it.
No.
We want to make sure people are safe. And
people would have been swimming there, wouldn't they?
But we literally did a rain check. And
rain check.
Exactly.
I like that. And the video, where can we see the video to go along with
this? The video is on YouTube. So you can log in to the YouTube, subscribe to the channel of Voices of Vish, and you can see all the videos.
Do you think the video is as powerful as the actual song is?
It is.
Has he done a good job?
He's done an incredible. I feel like listening to the song, if you felt something inside your heart and you say, like, this is like really, really touchy stuff, if you see the video, it's like 100 times like more, like stronger. Like the emotions that you feel through the video, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. The plus point of the video is it's throughout the performance video for the Vish, and he has done outstanding things.
This was the first time I acted in a video as well.
Oh, really?
So it was something special, to be honest. So first time I acted it out, and it turned out emotional as well, because everything was coming from the heart, to be honest. And the way we wanted to portray the song, like how, like the whole flow of emotions are going through it throughout the song, it was captured perfectly.
Well, congratulations on what is a great song. Can't wait to hear the next one. When's that going to get released?
So this is going to be like a completely different thing. So it's going to be a Hindi track.
Oh, right.
So we're releasing 4 tracks in the span of the next 3 months. We've got 2 more Hindi tracks and 1 more English track coming up in the span of like about 3-4 months. So the next one is coming out April 27th, and it's going to be It's got to be a cute little Hindi track.
Very different to this one.
Yeah, very different compared to this one. This is like really, really deep. But that one is more on a cuter side, I would say.
Right. If we want to follow you, Vish, on social media, where are we going to be doing that?
For all my socials, for Instagram, for TikTok, for my YouTube, it's all Voices of Vish. So V-I-S-H, that's my name. And Voices of Vish. So that's pretty easy to find every single platform.
Awesome. And what about Barco?
It's The Barco Studio, B-A-R-C-O-E.
Right. Barco. Next time you can bring your band in as well.
Absolutely.
Guys, thank you so much. Once again, that's Vish, Shiva and Moonam. Thank you so much for joining us
on
the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Congratulations.
Mark.
Brilliant song.
Thank you.
Caged.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
The UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.